but I think this is a good passage to turn to. John 17, and we will look at the role of Jesus as our faithful intercessor. So if you'd go ahead and turn to John 17, I'm just going to work through it in an outline structure, and we're going to see what the word has to say to us. So here in verses 2-3, we see this is a prayer of Jesus to God the Father, and this is where we see Jesus' purpose and his definition for salvation in verses 2-3. He says, Father, the hour has come to glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him the authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all those whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Right here, Jesus is talking about his glorification or his crucifixion on the cross, where hopefully we know that Jesus has done the work of salvation. He dies on the cross and then is buried in the tomb and then defeats death and sin by raising himself from the dead. And then we see in verse 3 his definition of what eternal life is. He says, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So I think it's awesome that we can see these first two verses right here open up what we need to pray for, especially I think today in Haiti, that the people in Haiti would know the only true God in Jesus Christ, who God sent. And then as we move forward, we see in verses 4-8, we see Jesus' work that he has done on the earth, specifically for believers. He says, I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. Jesus shows his deity here, and he's saying, I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. This is talking, hopefully, about everyone that's in this call. This is Jesus talking about the believers that God allowed to follow Jesus and on the world. And this is hopefully, like I said, talking about us. We are the ones who understand and we know the only true God. We know Jesus Christ to be our Savior, to be the one who gives us this everlasting life that he talks about. And this kind of structures up the rest of the prayer to know that Jesus here now is talking about believers. Jesus is talking about people who are saved, people who know him and who know the Father. And here in verse 9, he affirms his work as our intercessor. We see he says, I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Jesus shows us here that he is praying for us. He is praying for believers. He's praying for, like I said, the people who know the Father, who know him, to be the ones who are, or to be the people who have given us eternal life. And verses 11-13 is Jesus commending his spirit to the Father. He says, and I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has lost except the Son of Destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have joy fulfilled in themselves. Jesus here is predicting his death. Jesus knows what's about to happen here in these last couple of chapters of John that talk about the last few hours of his life. Jesus knows what his job is, and Jesus knows what must be done. And here he commends his spirit to the Father. He says, Father, I'm on my way to you. Right here he's praying, he's pleading that the Father would keep the believers here on the earth. And we know from chapter 16 that after Jesus ascends, the Spirit is sent to the believers on earth. And what a great comforter that the Spirit is for us, because he keeps us stayed in understanding and knowing the work of Jesus Christ in our own lives. And then I'm going to read verses 14 through 24 where Jesus continues his prayer for us. So if you could read this with me. It says, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundations of the world." Jesus here prays that we would be unified through Christ, through God. And what better of a reminder to understand that we pray for these unbelievers, we pray for revival, we pray for people to come to salvation and a knowing faith of Christ. We pray for this for ultimately the unity through Christ. We pray this because, one, we've been commanded to go out into all nations to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But ultimately, God desires the unity of believers. God desires that we could all be unified as one so that we can praise him and glorify him forever. And this is the message that we pray for. This is the revival that we pray for, is what Jesus talks about in the first few in verse 3, where he says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent." We're praying for revival in this aspect, that people would know God and that people would know Jesus Christ, because this is their salvation. And then at the end of the chapter, we see the benediction and the close of the prayer that Jesus gives us. He says, "O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." And I think it's good for us to focus on these words as we go into a time of prayer, especially in revival, or focusing on the topic of revival for Haiti, and as we draw closer to as we draw closer to praying about other world issues that have some serious need, we understand that the world does not know God, but we know God, and we know who we can go to for intercession. We can run to Christ at the foot of the cross. And we can go to him, and he will intercede for us with the Father. And what better place to go than to Jesus himself to ask that he would save people, because that's his greatest desire, is that people be saved. So as we go into this time of prayer, I think it would just be good. I'm going to read this one more time, and then I'll be finished once I read this one more time. But it'd be good for us to just orient and focus our thoughts on this as we go to prayer. "O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them."